Welcome back. Time now for a World Cup update live to Rio de Janeiro and our football correspondent, Don Kitter. Don, it's a bit cloudy here. What's it like in Rio?
It's absolutely sweltering, Ron. The heat is on and I'm loving every second.
Are you really? And quite a good World Cup so far, Don.
Absolutely. An amazing World Cup. Some teams struggling with the heat, some teams embracing it, and no one struggling with the heat more so than perhaps Sepp Blatter.
Yes, now there seems to be a lot of support now to get him out of the presidency of FIFA. What's your take on it, Don?
Well, listen, if I may, Ron, just to take a minute here to address some concerns that people like yourselves and other pundits like Rio and Phil might have about the man, Sepp Blatter. Would that be okay?
Yeah, go ahead, yes.
Listen, he's little more than the pantomime villain. He's Gordon Gekko. He's Freddy Krueger. He's FIFA's very own Darth Vader. A pantomime villain, Ron. But when you look into Sepp Blatter, the man, the facts become a bit more clear. Let me tell you about his charity work. He's done more than any other person in the world to raise funds for disadvantaged footballers around the world. Through his work for footballers in need, he's given careers after life on the pitch for players like Robbie Savage, Paolo Maldini, and he even personally funded elocution lessons for Peter Beardsley, Ron. That's the kind of man Sepp Blatter is. He's a fine man who's done a lot of great work, and just because he has a penchant for brown envelopes and the odd Andy Murray, he gets a bad rap.
Well, listen, seriously, these are real concerns that people have in the game about, you know, the way things have been conducted, the way that World Cups have been awarded. You can't say that you don't have your own suspicions, Don.
Let me tell you what I'm concerned about, Ron.
What?
I'm concerned about Sepp Blatter's parties, because his parties are a work of genius. Little known fact, Ron, about Sepp Blatter, he invented the piñata.
Did he?
He invented the piñata. It all came about after Michel Platini was served a dodgy plate of camembert at one of his parties. Platini was livid. He took out a big stick and went to batter the waiter, but Blatter steered Platini away and said, "Hit that thing up there. It's made of paper mache. It's a donkey. Hit that instead." The only difference with Blatter's piñatas, Ron, is they're full of cash, not sweets.
Listen, Donna, I know that you've been known for your non-biased commentary on things, and I can't help feeling that you have, I don't know what's the right word here, but you have some kind of connection with Blatter that maybe, you know, sort of skews your views of him as a man and a leader.
Well, never mind that, Ron, okay? Let me go through another load of the pioneering moves made by Blatter. You know the offer from a pizza place that if you have to wait more than half an hour, you get your pizza delivery free?
Yes.
Blatter. Hmm. You know that small piece of scented fabric that goes in with your tumble dryer?
Blatter.
Blatter. You know the mop?
Yeah.
Blatter. So before you batter Blatter, think of some of the good parts to this pioneer, okay? Every story has two sides, and some stories have three. This one's got about four.
Right, well, listen,
Before I go, actually, Ron, I must recall a great time with Blatter in Madrid, actually, involving me, Sepp, Diego Simeone, Vanessa Feltz, Mark Morrison, Sinead O'Connor, Stuart Copeland, and 40 feet of linoleum kitchen lining. We got soaked, Ron.
Don, we'll catch up with you again. Stay safe, and thanks for talking to us.
Caramba!